Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm here in the operations area. This is Ken Graham. The official clock at NAC on the wall here is 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. Look how healthy on satellite. I mean, you still see that eye of the hurricane right there in the middle, and we're noticing there's just a lot of the convection right around the center. And the other thing that we look at is for the health of the storm, and we start looking at some of this outflow at the top of the storm, and you see these areas, these high clouds moving out from the center. That means just a really textbook situation of a very strong hurricane here. So that's why in the latest update, this is brand new. We are now up to 150 miles an hour on the winds and slowing down a little bit too. We're moving west at 8 miles an hour. And really, we've gotten a lot of information as well from the NOAA hurricane hunters and the Air Force hurricane hunters. Planes literally flying right into the eyewall, getting the latest information. In this case, with the NOAA hurricane hunters and the P3, we actually have a radar on board giving us information about the structure of the storm. And that helps us determine, looking at the winds with the instrumentation and the structure of the storm also helps us with the intensity forecast. You can see in the eye here, and we also look for different patterns around the outside to look for eyewall replacements as well. So a lot of information coming in here, and as a result, higher winds, we've updated the forecast as well. This is also brand new at the hour. So you look at the tropical storm force winds extending well outside the center. We always key on that because it's well outside the cone. Hurricane force winds also extending out from the center as well. So, you know, you think about these impacts of the winds, you know, 100 miles or so out from the center. So always got to remember that. So what are the changes from the last one? Well, a little bit further east on the track. So we look at that as the cone shifts a little bit more. So a couple takeaways here. One is that shift of the track. However, we don't always just concentrate just on that center line and the center points because we also have the tropical storm force winds that extend out. We have that onshore flow, which could push water into areas as well, and also the rainfall. There's always so much rainfall associated with these, so we still need to keep an eye on it because the uncertainty here is there with this cone. Two-thirds of the time, that center could be anywhere in this cone. So look right here. This slows down. We were looking at this really closely. This is 8 a.m. Sunday, and you start getting into Monday, and that's Tuesday at 8 a.m. That's not a lot of movement. Every time they make these turns, they slow down. These hurricanes really slow down as they make these turns. Devastating for the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings up. Lots of rainfall, lots of winds. The slower we move, the more impacts that folks have there in the Bahamas. So we're going to watch that. That's a key point. Really key point, because when it slows down, if it turns early, it'll be on that side of the cone. If it wobbles a little bit, turns a little bit later, we could be on the other side of the cone. That's why we still got to watch this, because still a lot of rainfall forecast. So we'll be watching this for the forecast. We'll be watching it for the updates, and we'll keep everybody posted right here from the National Hurricane Center.